Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin. anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
episode of the Healing Fountain Show. This is week 108 and our special guest is Amy. Amy Lawrenson, and she's an animal healer. First of all, I'd like to apologize for the terrible sound we have here in the UK. I don't know what it's like in America, but Skype is really wavering the vocals up and down. I don't know if it would sound any better live, but the pre-recorded stuff sounds dreadful. Anyway, we have quite a few people in the chat room, some famous ones as well. We have Mountain Diva from last week, and we have Joe Anthony Diaz, and Knowing Soul Woman as well, and Gabriel. Hi, Gabriel. Sig, and of course, Silver Daisies, who is our Amy, Amy Lawrenson. And I'll just tell you a little bit about Amy. She does Reiki healing, and she works on animals and humans as well. And we're going to be getting her in a little while. I'll just see who's Skyping me. It may be Gary. Gary is not feeling very well, and he's gone for a lie down, so hopefully he's going to be joining again in a little while, we hope. So he's usually here every week, but if you're ill, you're ill, and it's dreadful when you feel terrible. So we've gone for a lie down, and hopefully he won't be long. So Amy featured recently in a number of press articles for some of the fantastic success stories of people who work on animals, and she's passionate about the healing and holistic therapies that she works with, and is constantly striving to gain deeper knowledge and insight into natural healing remedies and treatments for both people and animals alike. And she's going to be telling us about some of her work with the animals and discuss the very real benefits of non-invasive therapies used alongside traditional veterinary medicine. So I think we may just play her favourite song that she asked us to play before the show started. And so before we bring her on, we'll just give this little track a spin. Thank you, and thank you to Amy for this one. It's TTD, Loving and Free.
Bound, I am bound, like the knot in a string. Eager to be where my life can begin. Out of the shadow and into the sun. So many things that I should have done.
Lovely song. It didn't sound quite as bad as myself and Miss Magical, but the sound still isn't brilliant here, but it may pick up as we go along. Now, I've posted a link into the chat room for the YouTube video that we're going to play, and it's actually a beautiful video made by Starvexer for our World Peace Mantra that myself and some of the Gold Ring members did. So if you only just scroll up and click on it and pull up your players and pause the player before we bring Amy on. Put your hearts up when you've got it. If you need me to post it again, just let me know. In fact, I'll just pop it in again. It doesn't take a minute. Anyway, I've just come back from France. I was lost in France. No, not really. But the roads were absolutely really peaceful and quiet. You wouldn't believe it. Not like in the UK where we have bumper-to-bumper cars, people tooting at each other all day, and probably like that in America as well. It was really quiet on the roads. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, it was gorgeous over there. The weather was really warm. In fact, it's still about 70 degrees there now, I believe. And it's about 50 here. No, it's gone really chilly, but it does in autumn. I suppose it's gone colder in America as well. But anyway, okay, so if you've got your links best and your players paused, we're going to bring Amy on. So are you there, Amy?
I am, hi.
Hiya. Well, Amy's a lovely lady, and I had the pleasure of meeting her about 3-4 years ago. Is it 5 years ago?
Oh, I don't know. I think you lose track of time when you get past 21, Jan, don't you?
Tell me about it. Anyway, Amy used to come down. We used to have a meditation circle, didn't we? A development circle.
We did. It was lovely.
And since then, you've been really busy, haven't you? You've been doing Reiki healing and healing animals. And tell us a bit about what you've been doing, Amy.
Oh, well, where to start? I've worked as an office manager for the last 11 years, and I've always harbored this dream. I've been doing Reiki for a number of years, always wanted to, you know, really work mainly with animals because just of witnessing how much they benefit from the healing. And obviously, as you'll all know, all you need to receive healing is to be open-minded. But whereas animals don't have any of that premeditated bias, they're just completely open and they receive the healing and the benefit from the healing so quickly. It really is amazing. So I'm 31 and a little bit. So I thought if I was going to do it, I was going to pursue my dream, it was going to be now. So I gave up my job and I've thrown heart and soul into the business and worked with some fantastic people, fantastic animals. And it's just all sort of gone into a bit of a avalanche lately. I've been doing, you know, I've had press reviews, I'm teaching Reiki, I'm teaching animal healing, I'm teaching at Myco College, which is a big equine college in the northwest. So it's just been a big whirlwind for the last few months. I'm off to London tomorrow to meet with Prediction Magazine, which is quite a big holistic mag in the UK. And I do a monthly blog at the minute for Lancashire Life magazine, so you'll find me on their website just blogging about some of the animals that I work with each month. So it's just great, and I'm up till about 2 o'clock in the morning every night just working, studying, learning more, because you never stop learning. You never know enough. But I don't care, because it's just what I was, and it sounds a bit cliched, but what I was born to do. I love it.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, I'm so pleased that you found your niche, as
they
say.
Thank you.
But you also heal people as well, not just animals, don't you?
I do indeed, yeah. What I normally find, I've got quite a lot of human clients. You don't have to have whiskers and hooves to come see me. some of my human clients have whiskers, so that's okay too. What normally happens is we'll treat the animal, and the owners normally, even if they're a little bit cynical at the beginning, where they just think, well, you know, I'm desperate, I'm just going to try anything, and they are just so overwhelmed by the success that we have with the healings that they normally then want to have treatments themselves afterwards and want a little bit of whatever we've given to the animal.
Well, that's just brilliant, because as you said, we can learn a lot from animals, can't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they teach us how to love for a start. because they just love unconditionally.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the amazing things working with animals and what's so fantastic about Reiki and about healing is that, you know, the medicine and the veterinary care that we get, although what I do is never, ever to replace that, that will only heal on a physical level. So whereas, for example, you've got an animal that has been abused or mistreated, which I work, you know, with animals like that a lot, what they're in need of is the emotional healing. When people ask me if I'm an animal communicator,
I was just going to ask you that, actually.
Well, no, I always say no in the sense that, you know, I don't go into the stables, for example, and the horse starts chatting to me, and I think I'd be a millionaire if that was the case. what I do say is they do communicate with us. For example, a horse that I've worked with quite recently, Desi, beautiful chestnut stallion, beautiful animal, and he's quite a spooky horse, and he'd gotten a little bit worse after the death of his companion horse. Because like us animals, you grieve for the companions and you know, the animals or people that they've been used to having around. So when we did the healing with Desi, working all on his heart chakra, and he was absolutely lapping it up, and he moved away and he picked his hoof up and started to paw at the ground. And his owner said, you know what he's trying to tell you? And he said, well, absolutely, he wants me to go back to his heart. He needs more healing there. So in that sense, they do communicate with you. Animals will often move around and direct you to the area that they're in pain. So they communicate with us on that sense because they're so intelligent and so intuitive. They do know what the healing is. And actually they accept it so quickly. And they very quickly, you know, learn to guide you where they want you to go, where they want the healing to be, you know, more prominently directed, if you like.
Mm. Wow. And I suppose you could actually, if you really worked on it, you could actually tune in and communicate via your guides, couldn't you, with them?
Yeah, possibly. The reason why I'm a little bit careful about going down that route, so to speak, is if I do that, I would kind of keep that more on a personal level that I do just as an aside, because I do want the treatments that I offer, the Reiki and, you know, the other complementary therapies that I use, like the Bach's flower remedies, crystals, aromatherapy, I really, you know, I'm battling to get them to be respected as, you know, a treatment that works. You know, I have got a few vets recently that have shown an interest in wanting to speak to me, and I'm just, unfortunately, not everyone is as open-minded as we are, Jan, and so I just, you know, I'm nervous of going too far down that route, because I do, you know, I would love to get the vets on board, and, you know, I don't want to sort of make it, you know, one of the headlines that the newspaper did about me was the horse whisperer, which is wonderful, but I just don't want people to think it's just a whimsical, you know, treatment.
I know what you're saying.
You know, it is a fantastic treatment that has very real benefits, and it does work. You know, it is becoming more accepted now in that, you know, a lot of NHS trusts will offer Reiki as part of their complementary services for cancer patients, for example, because it's just so, you know, I bang on about it, but the emotional healing aspect of it is so important. You know, I always say when I teach Reiki that Reiki won't give an arm to someone that has lost one, but what it will do is give them the emotional capacity to deal with the changes that life's going to throw at them and what they'll have to, you know, deal with, and, you know, help them to accept their new life.
Yeah. I mean, people are writing in the chat pages that animals heal us, which they do, and cat studies have shown that bones heal with cat fur. And in fact, people that have had heart attacks can de-stress by stroking a cat, can't they? Or any other animal, come to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And someone, a Knowing Star woman, is saying our dog seems to understand every word I say, but she didn't before. And that's because animals are upgrading just as we are, and getting more tuned in. I mean, they are already tuned in to the planet Earth, aren't they? A lot more than we are, and can sense hurricanes and tornadoes and things like that coming, can't they?
Absolutely.
And, yeah. So, you know, that's just, it's just so great. I'm just so pleased that you've really found something you love to do.
I do love it. And yeah, I mean, animals are so intuitive. I mean, sure, you've all heard the story, but I think his name was Oscar, the little cat that lives in the nursing home. And it's a bit, I suppose you wouldn't really want Oscar on your bed, because apparently Oscar is a very antisocial cat, but he will get on people's beds, and normally that person, unfortunately, he's about to, you know, pass over. And so it's almost as though he's, you know, sensing that, and he's going there to comfort them. So, I mean, God, yeah, they're so intuitive and so sensitive to changes around us, and, you know, they do indeed, they teach us so much, and yeah, especially that how to love unconditionally, yeah.
Oh, well, you know, later on we're going to be playing St. Francis's St. Francis's prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, St. Francis was probably the most famous communicator of animals that we've heard of. And so I thought it would be really an appropriate song to play, you know, later on. So
yeah,
we've got Tom Kenyon's version of that, which is gorgeous. So anything else you'd like to tell us?
Well, should I tell you a couple of stories about some of the animals that I've worked with recently?
Yeah, that sounds great, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, first of all, I think about Jake. Now, Jake is a little Jack Russell heel across. Absolute beautiful boy. If you go up to the link to my website a little bit later on, I think there's a picture on there of him. And his owner contacted me. Again, a companion animal had died, but it was a condition that he had that was existing that had worsened, you know, sort of triggered by the grief, if you like. And he was absolutely petrified of push bikes.
Yeah.
Now, he was a rescue dog. And Emma, his owner, she didn't know why it was, but we had only put it down to some sort of form of past abuse. You know, maybe he'd been kicked by someone on a bike or abandoned. We don't know, but he would literally foaming at the mouth, panic attacks.
Oh.
Horrific. And the vet, to the extent that the vet actually wanted to put him on tranquilizers, which is quite severe medication. So she contacted me, and we did, all in all, we did 3 healings with Jake. We also used some homeopathic remedies and some batch flower remedies to help. And literally now, she said, a bite will go past, ears will prick up, that's it. Whatever the emotional problem was, we seem to have lifted it from him, taken it from him. He's just such a different dog. She said she feels as though she's got her dog back, how he used to be. He relaxes in a way that she hasn't relaxed for months. So that is just, and I always say to clients, you know, I can't make any promises. I don't know how they're going to react. And to be honest, I myself am amazed sometimes just by how quickly and how effective the treatments are for them.
Yeah. Well, that's just brilliant. Oh, I just love animal stories. Did you have another one you wanted to tell us?
Yeah,
well?
I mean, I'll tell you one of my favourite stories, which is the story that's attracted the most press attention, which is about Miracle, which is just a perfect name for her. A friend of a friend's horse who had asked me to go out and have a look. And Miracle had sustained a horrific injury. She'd been kicked whilst out in the field by another horse. And the vet had said, you know, Claire, her owner, might have to accept that she wouldn't ever ride her again.
Mm.
So we did a few healings with Miracle, and to the point now that she's been on box rest for a long time, which I hate box rest because it's so unnatural for animals, but, you know, it's what the vets advise.
Yeah.
But the vet has also said he's never seen a horse heal so quickly from an injury, and she can expect to saddle her up within the next few weeks. In fact, she had a saddle on her last week and was lunging her. So from being told she may never ride her again, and she hasn't done anything else differently other than the Reiki healings, you know, it really has. It just, that is a physical ailment, obviously, but the Reiki has just accelerated the healing process. And as well as the injury that she'd sustained to her hind, Miracle also had a spinal injury, an ill-fitting saddle years ago. And when I was doing the healing, again, she was moving herself so that, you know, she wanted me to work on her back area, although I was thinking that she was more going to be inclined to send me to her hind where the injury was. But Claire said, no, in honesty, that the more pain for her probably was in her back, because it was this ongoing injury that she's had, and I didn't know anything about that, but the heat coming from it and her just sort of directing me back to it time and time again, it's just amazing. She is a miracle. She's our miracle, and, you know, it's fantastic. I'm so pleased. And for me to be able to, you know, give someone back the pet that they had before, or, you know, take some of that pain from an animal, whatever. I mean, that's exactly why I do it, because, you know, obviously I'm a massive animal lover, and, well, I don't think you could do a job like full time if that wasn't your aim, really, could you?
No, that's right, yeah. Anyway, yeah, we've just had somebody putting a stack of swastikas in the chat room.
So nice.
I don't know what that's all about. I mean, we're not offending anybody in any way, shape or form. What's this? You abuse beer cans.
Is okay. That...
Sad. Anyway, yeah, we'll just leave them. Anyway, Gabriel's away from the keyboard, so I can't blame him. No, just joking there, Gabriel. Anyway, those are lovely stories, and I love the one about the horse miracle. Yeah, and the minute I just wanted to say to, I said I got a message on the Healing Fountain today from Kristen Rose Amelia saying that could we send her some healing today, because she's 3 years been suffering from a virus which gave her a brain fever. And yeah, so I was just going to say to everyone out there, if you ask the angels for help, the minute you ask, you're put on the healing list. And that goes for anyone with sick animals as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if we do have a caller on the switchboard, I think. So I think we'll just see who's on the switchboard.
Okay.
Because if anybody wants to call in and ask questions, our number from outside the United States is 001-646-929-0461. So I'll just see who is on the switchboard at the moment. Hello, anybody there?
I'm here, but I'm in the United States.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is it, please, and where are you calling from?
This is Eileen, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Eileen.
Hey.
Have you got a question for Amy?
Yeah, I have two. I've been having my heart pounding crazy lately and a lot of stress and scared, you know, and I can't seem to get it under control. And my dog has a very bad heart, and she has terrible allergies. She chews on her feet, and she scratches all the time, and the doctor doesn't know what she's allergic to.
Have you any advice there, Amy?
Yeah, I mean, with that, sorry, hi, Eileen.
Hi.
I know you said that you've been a little bit poorly lately as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I don't understand why I'm so stressed and feel all these fears.
Well, you know, what is really common, and I see an awful lot, is that animals are so, because they're so intuitive, they can pick up on a lot of our feelings, a lot of our insecurities, and also they can begin to mirror some of our physical ailments. And as you say, with the vet, the doctor not being able to put down to anything, sometimes it's unexplained. But what you can do, I mean, obviously Reiki is fantastic. So if you've got access to Reiki healer, or you do Reiki or healing yourself, definitely your dog would benefit from that. But also there's other things that you can look at, you know, maybe some batch flower remedies. I'm sure you have those available in the US. You know, for example, for panic attacks or stress, you know, high trauma stress, rock rose is a wonderful remedy for that. And it's just a couple of drops that you would put into the water bowl. Completely natural, that, you know, there's no sort of side effects or anything like that from the treatment. Then maybe there's crystals you can use. You can buy the ready-made crystal essences. So, you know, for example, the rose quartz essence is fantastic for emotional healing. And lots and lots of natural remedies out there available. I mean, Eileen, if you want to, you're more than welcome later on to drop me an email via my website, and I'll certainly have a look for you and make you some, you know, a list of recommendations that you could perhaps use.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. And
yeah, feel free to drop me an email.
Okay. We just recently lost her sister, that we had them both from the same litter. And 2 years ago, she died.
Absolutely. I mean, to me, that's, you know, screaming out straight away. Definitely grief can bring on a whole host of physical ailments. And so I think, you know, therefore we're looking at definitely an emotional issue. So again, with the flower remedies, for example, I know that walnut oil is wonderful for animals that are going through changes in situations, new environment, new lifestyle changes, you know, again, you know, missing a companion. So there's lots of things out there available that are completely natural and that can really assist veterinary treatment. So as I said, please feel free to, you know, send me an email with a little bit more detail, and I'll be happy to make recommendations to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Eileen. And also, Amy, I was just going to say that because we're on the planet Earth and the planet Earth is going through such a lot of changes, we're obviously picking up all the stress that the Earth is going through as well, and taking that on board ourselves, as are the animals.
Yeah,
so it's only natural, isn't it?
Yeah.
That because we're also in tune, we are one, we're also in tune with the planet Earth, that we're suffering as well. And also, because of the harmonic convergence that we've been going through since the 21st of September, and so much more light is hitting the planet Earth, and all this light, especially if we consciously take it into our bodies, is getting into all the dark little corners and bringing to the front any sort of negativity.
Yes.
That we're feeling.
Definitely. I mean, I'm just looking on the chat room here, and I know Mountain Diva is saying about animals liking amethyst crystals in the water, and that is absolutely true, and that's a fantastic thing. But the only thing I'd say with that is to be very careful if you're using small crystals, because obviously if the animal were to, you know, accidentally drink it or eat it, but the big sort of quartz crystals that you can get, they're great. I often put crystals in my glass of water when I'm drinking it. But as I was saying to Eileen as well, then you can actually buy the ready-made crystal essences. When you play the next track, I'll run and get the book, because I've got a US website for the US listeners where they can buy ready-made crystal essences. For listeners in the UK, the one that I use is crystalherbs.com. Obviously you can make your own, but I think they cost about £4, something like that, to buy. So it's probably less expensive really just to buy them as you need them, and they're all, you know, without all the fuss of making them yourself. And they're fantastic, they're really good. I've just recommended an amber essence to one of my clients. Her dog's really healing very slowly from an operation. The amber crystal will aid poor healing and also help with the emotional aspects of the trauma of the operation as well.
Yeah, and Mountain Diva is saying don't leave the crystals in the water, just make it and remove it.
But that's pretty much the sort of the aspect really of making the essences, although I know they're distilled and there's a little bit of alcohol I think in there, but essentially that's what it is. And the crystal, I mean, if it's big enough, it's fine to leave in there, to be honest.
Yeah, and I mean, the crystals do help to balance the chakras, don't they?
Of course, yeah.
And Cairo is saying that he would recommend fish oils and hemp oil.
Yeah,
We
give fish oil to our dog who has hip dysplasia, so obviously with his joints, we need to keep them supple. So he has regular healings, and I can't stress enough the benefits of feeding a natural diet to your animal as well. And I know that people think that it's going to be more expensive, but it really isn't. You know, it's just, you know, cheap cuts of meat from the butchers, fresh vegetables, rice, pasta. You know, it really can be less expensive actually to feed them a natural diet, or as much of a natural diet as you can. There's so much rubbish that goes into a lot of the manufactured pet foods that we buy. It's one of the things that I'm going to be blogging about on my magazine website shortly.
Good.
Yeah, Martin Diva, she knows it all, barley green, that's amazing.
Yeah, there's some very knowledgeable people in this chat room. And we want to thank Eileen for a call.
Yes.
And if she wants to keep listening, that's fine. And we're going to do the World Peace Mantra now. So if you want to click on the link and just pause your place for a minute while I do the countdown, because I've uploaded the soundtrack to YouTube. I mean, from YouTube to Switchboard, so that the listeners on the radio can hear it as well. So I'll count you down and we'll synchronise the play. And this is not actually a song, it's just a chant that I was hoping that people would learn for all the upcoming peace rallies that are going to be had all around the world. Okay, so I'll count you down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. And it didn't do it. Here we are. Right now it's time to light our candles. also lit my nagshampa, my incense, which purifies the atmosphere and helps with positivity, ready to ignite the angelic realm. And we're going to do that right now, and as always, we do it live. And all the little books and banks that you're hearing are edited out on television, but they're not in this show because it's a live show. But that means that the healing is coming to you right now. So we're going to ask the assistance of the Archangel Michael. And if someone could mute the mic, it would, please. Archangel Michael, please be with us now to be your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. And the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena, please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and protection, along with our guiding spirits and guardian angels, the sisters, in sending out the healing. And we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. as we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again. We feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant brook floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. And the meditation we're going to do today is the development of loving kindness. This is a Buddhist meditation practice illustrating the importance placed on the development of compassion in Mahayana Buddhism. Metta means loving kindness, and Bhavana means cultivation. When we practice this meditation, we start with ourselves. That is, we aim to feel more appreciative of ourselves. First of all, more integrated and less prone to internal conflicts before we attempt to develop positive feelings towards anyone else. Buddhists recognize that if we can't feel good about ourselves, then we are less likely to be able to feel good about other people. So a metta-bhavana meditation session leads from concern with oneself of concern for other sentient beings. All sentient beings experience suffering in some degree. Here we focus developing empathy for the difficulties that others may be experiencing. We wish them well, having their best interests at heart. Compassion can spring quite naturally from a recognition of the non-duality of self and other. It is a state of engagement in the world, a state of relating, where we feel for the experience of other people, and where we also focus on the good, positive, kind feelings we have so that we can spread it around. So make sure you're sitting comfortably. If there's any stress or tightness in any part of your body, then just let that stress or tightness fall away. Take your time. Allow yourself to become more relaxed. When you're ready, concentrate on the breath. Simply watch it come and go, allowing your breathing to become regular and a little deeper without forcing anything. If your mind wanders off in any direction, gently bring back yourself to an awareness of each breath that you take. Try to maintain this simple awareness for a few minutes. Breath goes in and breath goes out. And don't forget, it's very important to focus on the breath, because your Creator was there with the first breath that you took. Now shift your attention to the body as a whole, focusing on any emotions that you may be experiencing within yourself just now. From now on and for the rest of the meditation, if you find yourself distracted in any way, then gently bring yourself back to your body and the current state of your emotions. The transformation or education of the emotion is an important part of the Metta Bhavana practice. So always come back to focus on the emotional aspect of yourself when you feel you're going off in some other direction. But don't forget that all parts are related. Positive thoughts can give rise to positive emotions, and negative thoughts can give rise to negative emotions. So just tune into your feelings and try to maintain that awareness. The first stage of the practice involves developing good feelings for ourselves, something within us that we can draw on to extend to others. Look into your memory to find a time when you were particularly happy, when you experienced feelings of joy, felt glad to be alive, felt warm and positive. Explore these memories for a little while, and every now and again say, I may be well, I may be happy, may I be free from suffering. Imagine that with each breath, along with the air of each breath we take in, there is a subtle life force energy or prana, that just as you absorb the oxygen from the air, so on some subtle level, your body also gathers and stores up the pranic energy. Visualize the body as a whole with your heart at the center. Imagine the field of your body's subtle energy surrounding you like a cocoon of orange-yellow light. Now imagine as your awareness rests on your physical and subtle bodies, so healing takes place. Your energies become more integrated. You feel good. As you explore these positive energetic feelings for a little while, Every now and again you say to yourself, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. And each time you say this, the light of the subtle energy surrounding you grows brighter and stronger. Think about what it is that other people like about you. What do you think you're good at? What achievements are you particularly pleased with? Hold these good qualities in your mind for a little while and feel good about yourself. Every now and again, repeat to yourself, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. Try and really tune into each part of the repeating phrase so that when you say, may I be well, and may I be happy, and may I be free from suffering to yourself, you are receptive to any effect the words may be having. Be calm and be respectful towards yourself. Listen to what's going on in there. Be your own friend. Be your own healer. Accept yourself fully. The next stage is about cultivating metta towards a friend. The aim here is to strengthen metta that we already have for our friend. We already feel considerate towards them. We already care about their well-being. We already want them to be happy. Tune into those feelings and, if possible, let them become deeper and stronger. But please don't use too much force. You might not feel too much at this moment. Might even have some negative feelings towards your friend. If so, don't worry about it. Be gentle with yourself. Be kind and allow new feelings to grow at their own pace. Picture this friend in your mind's eye and imagine that they are happy. Imagine them smiling. Imagine them laughing. Say, may you be well. May you be happy, may you be free from suffering to them, or simply wish them well in your thoughts. Imagine your friend's body of subtle energy surrounding them like a cocoon of yellow-orange light. Imagine that this web of prana or life force is centered around your friend's heart, and that as you say, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering, so healing takes place. The energy surrounding them becomes brighter in terms of color and stronger in terms of energy. It also becomes more integrated in terms of the balance between different parts. If you get a strong feeling that you shouldn't be attempting this, then don't do it. What is it that you like about your friend? Do you think they are good at anything in particular? What do you think they should be most pleased with? Hold these qualities in your mind for a little while and feel good about your friend. Every now and again in your mind's eye, say to them, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. Try again and tune into each part of the phrase. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering, with calm and respectful towards your friend. You want to be aware of their needs and you want to be able to do the right thing to help them. Then you can develop metta for a neutral person, that is, a person for whom you have no particularly strong feelings in either direction. Focusing on some kind of acquaintance that you hardly know is probably best. Try not to choose a complete stranger. Why do we want to try and extend metta to a neutral person? So that we can remind ourselves that we all want to be happy and avoid suffering. These ideals are shared by pretty much everyone. This is true of the people we hardly know, just as is true of complete strangers. We don't have the energy to really take on board the sufferings of every person on the planet. But at least we try to push back the envelope of our indifference a little here by choosing to concentrate on one person that we don't usually think about. Let's try and care about this one person that we barely know for a change. Most of us have a shell of indifference towards people we hardly know, and in some ways because this can make life easier for us. But too often acting from the shell becomes a habit where we shut off from our fellow travellers, even when it's not a necessity for us to do this. Sometimes the self-protective shell that we develop can cause us to be rude to strangers, and sometimes it can make us numb to the extreme forms of suffering that people we come into contact may be experiencing. We're not going to attempt to fully empathize with everyone right now. We're going to try and extend loving kindness to one person that we do not usually have any kind feelings for. Ask yourself what motivates this person. What kind of food do they like, do you think? What kind of films or books or TV programs? Do you think they have friends and family living nearby that they can look to for support when times are hard? If you can, and without forcing it, feel solidarity with them, knowing that most of the pains that they have suffered in the past or are suffering now are pains that you have experienced yourself. As you empathize with them, so let the good feelings that you've tapped into already in this meditation flow out to this neutral person. Say, may you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. And as you say it, try to tune into this other person so that if your good intentions have any effect, try and be sensitive to that. If they seem to perk up in any way, be happy for them. If you don't feel much at this stage, don't worry about it. It may take time for you to be able to feel positive feelings for people for whom you have no kind of emotional bond. This is probably just how it is for most of us, unless we do a Metta Bhavana practice, perhaps for quite some time. But that's the point, to work at it. Next, we work at cultivating metta towards someone we find difficult. This may be someone whose behavior you find mildly problematical, or they may be someone you consider to be a real enemy, who you feel does not have your best interests at heart. It's up to you, but if you're new to the practice and are wondering whether to choose someone for this stage where there is real and intense conflict, then you may instead want to work up gradually to being able to feel compassion for that person. Don't try and push yourself too hard. It's better that you're honest about how you feel and that you're not unrealistically ambitious for what you can achieve right now. If the potential person you're thinking of arouses very, very strong feelings of anger or hostility in you, then it may be a good idea to leave them out of the stage until such time as you can find a little more equanimity. Okay, if you have chosen a person to focus on, if you feel anger, feel anger. Or if you feel fear, feel fear. At least for the moment. If you want to argue with them, then be aware of that too, but don't indulge in any of these feelings. Watch as they rise up and let them go. Don't jump on every emotional train that comes along. This time, let's choose to step back a little, not energizing the parts of ourselves that would only deepen the conflict in the way that we probably usually do. Do you think that the extent to which they are difficult comes from difficulties in their own life? If so, be aware of that. Feel for them. Make a mental note that in future dealings with this person, you don't get drawn into any further conflict with them, but instead find the most perfect Buddhist means in your actions in relation to this person. Picture them in your mind's eye and imagine that they are happy. Imagine them smiling. Imagine them laughing. Say, may you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering to them, or simply wish them well in your thoughts. Think about what you have in common with this person. You share a common humanity, at the very least. With all of the thousand natural shocks the flesh is heir to, in your mind's eye, say to them, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. Wish them well in your thoughts. What good qualities does this person have? They must have some. Do you think they are good at anything in particular? What do you think they should be most pleased with about themselves? Assuming you can think of good qualities like that, then hold these things in your mind for a while, trying to cultivate good feelings for the difficult person you have chosen. Every now and again in your mind's eye, even if you can't think of anything good to say about them, say, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And imagine that as you visualize in this way, so the conflict between you lessens. Come back to a simple awareness of the body and whatever emotions you can sense are active there. Allow yourself to be calm and relaxed. Next, we broaden the focus of our awareness, aiming to shine metta out towards many other sentient beings. First of all, we need to contact the really good feelings again. Tune back in, if you can, to the happiness that you felt earlier, and remain with those feelings for a while. Imagine those positive feelings manifesting as a sphere of orange-yellow light surrounding you, with your heart at the center. All sentient beings want to be happy. All sentient beings want generally to avoid suffering. And if it feels okay for you right now, you want all sentient beings to know something of the happiness you have felt. If it feels okay for you, you also want the beings to be capable of experiencing pleasure and pain to be released from suffering. This well-wishing is metta. The spheres of light that surround you is metta. So shining like a sun, you give out light in all directions, giving warmth, friendliness and support to everything that is touched by your light. Extend that light to all corners of the earth. Sending metta to all people on the earth. And as you do this, say, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. Extend goodwill to all people on earth in your thoughts. Then consider all the animals on the earth. Then all the plants. And consider the earth as a whole, as an entity in itself. If it feels good, then shine that metta out into the universe beyond the earth, to beings on other planetary systems far out in space. In 2 minutes, we'll start to bring this to a close. And when you're ready, slowly come back to earth, come back to everyday consciousness, and come out of the meditation in your own time.
lend me so long. Where there is injury, let me give pardon. Where there is doubt, let me show faith. Where there is despair, let me give hope.
Beautiful Prayer of St. Francis by Tom Kenyon. Right, and I know that you know how to close your chakras. Just pretend that you have doors. And I think we have Amy back on there. Have we got you there, Amy?
Yes, I think so.
Thank you. That was absolutely wonderful.
It was lovely.
You did an absolutely brilliant job. And next week we have Cairo, and he's in the chat room right now. So don't forget to tune in for Cairo next week, because he's a brilliant guy and he's written some absolutely beautiful music. And so we're going to be featuring some of his music next week. And so that's next Monday. And we want to send, and I was doing while we were doing the meditation, in fact, while I was thinking about sending healing to my friend, I was sending some to Gary and hoping that he's feeling much better and he's back with us next week. And so I think we'll have a song that you've chosen in just a moment, Amy. And
yes.
It was the song called, it was Deacon Blue, Cover from the Sky.
It was.
And so if anybody wants to close the chakras, shall we do that right now? I don't need to play any music. Just need to go to the top of your head and pretend you have doors. Closing the crown chakra. Close the third eye chakra. Down to the throat, closing that door. To the heart chakra, closing that door. And down to the solar plexus, closing that one. Down to the navel chakra, closing that door. And the base chakra. Down to your feet chakra. Leaving that open just enough to keep you grounded and securely connected to Mother Earth. While we are physical beings, spiritual beings in a physical body, and we bring the light back up to the top of our head and ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. And he's taking you by the hand, putting you into the purple pyramid. Sealing it at the top with a blue seal. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And thank you, the angelic realm, for joining us. And thank you to Amy. It's
thank
been
you for
absolutely
having me.
Wonderful. You're welcome back anytime, Amy. I've really enjoyed it this evening or today. It's still today in America, but it's this evening here.
Yes.
And don't forget, if you've been meditating, you need to drink plenty of water to release toxins, as with any alternative therapy, as Amy will tell you.
Yes.
They're all alternative therapies, which should be used in conjunction with natural medicine as well. Okay. So, I don't think I have anything more to say at the minute.
Oh, well, it's been really lovely. Thank you very much for letting me come on.
Thank you very much. And we don't have time for any more callers, but we want to thank everybody in the chat room for helping to co-create the beautiful energies that we always feel when we're doing this show. And the people listening in on the radio as well, of course, they help to co-create the energy as well. And we couldn't do the job if you weren't out there. So thank you very much, and thank you, Amy, once again. And goodbye and God bless, and we hope to see you again soon.
Good night. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye, Amy.
Bye-bye.
Speak to you on Facebook.
You will. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye, everyone.